Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many great bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single barrel bourbon to try with some help from one of their friendly guides. And with every bottle comes the confidence of knowing you just found something amazing. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine & More. Curbside pickup and delivery available in most areas. Visit TotalWine.com to learn more. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly and B21. Welcome back to another Whiskey Quickie. And today, we're stepping into the ring. We're going to go and check out some puncher's chance.
Who's throwing the first punch?
I wait for somebody to throw the first punch. And then I usually get hit. I try to duck, but it doesn't always work.
It's over.
Then it's over. It's one and out. Yeah, I'm not much of a fighter, as you could probably tell from my stature.
Me neither. I'm too nice.
But the idea of Puncher's Chance, this was a brand that started by Wolf Spirits. It operates out of Eugene, Oregon, and it was actually founded in 2017 by, his name is Umberto Lucchini. He is a 17-year veteran of Campari and their former chief marketing officer. So, of course, with Puncher's Chance, there's a lot of connections into MMA and fighting and everything like that. But today, we're not looking at their core expression, their flagship. We're looking at what's called Distance. And it's spelled D12 Stance. And this has a double connotation to it. So it's referring both to the age of the liquid and the 12 official rounds in a formal boxing match. Hmm. So there were only 70 barrels of this that were sourced from IWA Whiskey Company in Louisville. And these were born from a mash bill of 84% corn, 8% malt, and 8% rye, which we probably know where that's coming from in Tennessee. Now, there were only 2,000 cases produced for the U.S. market. So it's a 12-year Tennessee bourbon finished in Cabernet Sauvignon barrels, proofed at 96 proof, and it has an SRP of $120.
All right. Then, you a big boxing fan?
You know, I always said that I felt that boxing has probably lost a lot of the spotlight because MMA has become so enamored by people, and you just get like the full thing, like up and down. You have boxing, you've got wrestling, you've got jiu-jitsu, you got all these kind of like, well, of course, mixed martial arts. I think that's really where boxing kind of had a hard time sort of staying in the spotlight. But hey, you know, when you get...
I think I just like punching instead of all the...
Is that what it is?
Instead of kicking and grappling and... just like keep it simple.
I was a wrestler, so that's why I kind of enjoy it. That's why I used to watch Dan the Beast Severn all the time, like Ken Shamrock, all those old school MMA people that I used to do, you know, more ground and pound and not always talking about... I know we're getting way off on a tangent here, but... Let's get back to the whiskey. Let's talk about these tigers here.
Let's get punched in the palate.
All right, here we go. So on with the nose here. Now you still get some of that Tennessee bourbon influence. It's still there.
Yeah, that, you know, that orange citrus note.
Yep.
There's some nice like vanilla creaminess kind of thing going on as well.
I feel the cab barrel probably rounds out.
Yeah,
that Flintstone vitamin taste people might think, and like, I don't really don't get that too much there on the nose. It's definitely more than just the orange peel.
Yep.
All right, on to the taste.
So, you know, it's like a push pop. You know, it's got the creamy, the vanilla, the orange, mm-hmm. dreamsicle flavors. There's not that much influence to me from the cab. It does maybe... like tame down the oranginess a little bit and kind of makes it more on the like vanilla creamier side. It's one of those things that if you love Tennessee bourbon, then you're going to love this.
Yeah, I agree. I think you still definitely get...
Which I do. I love Tennessee bourbon.
You still get definitely that orange, that creaminess. There's definitely not a huge influence of the cab into it. But you're right, it probably does tame it down just a little bit. But that bourbon, I think, just overpowers it. That, or these barrels just weren't, I don't know. You don't want to get into the whole thing of like recharge, or were they soaked, or were they whatever. But there's definitely not a huge influence in it. You get a little bit, but it is super, super subtle.
Yep, totally.
So let's rate it on the nose.
Sideways, I mean, it's good, but nothing bad.
All right, yeah. And on the taste?
Thumbs up. I like it.
I was about to say.
Yeah, I love Tennessee bourbons. Some people don't, but I love them. Hell, we started a brand off of them.
So. Yeah, I know.
If I didn't like it, then...
Be a problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, you definitely have to like that orange peel. It's not going to have a lot of that vitamin characteristic to it, but it's more elevated into that citrus flavor.
Yeah, creamsicle all day is what I get this from.
Yeah. And the finish.
Sideways, I want, you know, with Tennessee bourbon, you know, they're usually lower proof anyways. And so I like them at like 105 to 110. Because they're so sweet on the front end. I like a little spice on the back, but there's nothing off-putting, so it's just kind of average for me.
I'm kind of with you.
I love the flavor.
I can agree. So that is our review of Puncher's Chance Distance Release Limited Edition. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.